Otakuology Podcast with Otaku Mike Engine Graves.
Hey guys, Jin here, back with another episode of the Otakuology Podcast. And we have Mike.
Hey.
I just thought of the Hulk thing. We have a Mike. And today we have half of the Epic Manga Book Club, which is Lizette.
Hi, thank you for inviting me here.
It's weird that we have one half of the Epic Manga Book Club, and we had one half of a little bit weebish last time.
That's true. I see there's a pattern going on.
We'll have to have Megan. What's the other person's Sam. Name? We'll Sam. Have to have Sam and Jasmine on, and we'll call it the Epic Weeb Talk Podcast.
That would be very interesting.
Yeah, y'all weren't here together, so we're gonna have you on at the same time now.
Totally.
But so we were kind of talking before about how the Epic Manga Book Club kind of started, but how did you get into that, really?
So it all kind of started with Jasmine. So she was into podcasts a bit more before I was. I had no idea how they worked and stuff. I did listen to them, but not as actively. Mm-hmm. And at the time I was like working on like trying to upload like YouTube videos specifically about like manga and stuff. And along there I ran into like this YouTube channel. I'm gonna butcher the last name, but their channel is Laura Zuneth, I believe. Or is it Nuneth? Gosh, I'm gonna have to correct myself, but I was looking at her like Instagram on MangaGram, mm-hmm. and that's around the time that I even made my MangaGram mm-hmm. account. And then so I was like looking at other accounts, and I ran into Jessamine, and I know that I like helped her out with like trying to sell stuff on Mercari. And then after that, we just kind of kept chatting, and we basically found out that we lived in the same area. So we're like, hey, we should like meet up. So we met up at our local Barnes and Nobles. We like chatted about like the like manga that we saw there and stuff. And everything just went really well. So she's like, hey, I'm thinking of starting up, like an anime manga podcast. Would you like to be like my first guest? And I was just kind of like, okay, like this is something really new to me. Like I never thought that I would ever be on a podcast, but I was like, yeah, sure. Let's do this. It was a really interesting episode that we did. So basically she was like, hey, I really like the way that we kind of worked and stuff. Like, would you like to be the co-host? And that's when I was like, yeah, let's give this a try. So that's kind of how I got into it.
Interesting. Well, the first episode, that was that the age gap episode?
Yes, that was the age gap episode.
That
we did together.
Yeah, the controversial episode.
Yeah.
with the age gaps.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I know about this episode.
It was a pretty good episode. I listened to it, and I enjoyed it.
I get all my podcast episodes secondhand because Michael listened to them, and I'll be like, "This is really good. Listen to it." And I'm like, "Okay,
yeah, that was a good one." That's one
that not many people talk about, like that, like the topic that not many people talk about.
Yeah, I think it can be a really, I'd say it can be a sensitive topic. But the thing is that I think age gap, like that, how do you call it? Like that, that aspect is like, there's a lot more to it, basically. It's not just, you know, a minor with a grown up. Like, there are age gaps like that, but there's a ton other, and I feel like there's so many other, like, dynamics and stuff. And it's not for everyone, but it's just kind of, I think it's just kind of, like, exploring it. Like, oh, you know what? I actually listened to one of your guys' episodes. I forgot which one it was, but you guys mentioned the series My Boy.
Oh, yeah. My Boy, yeah. Oh,
did you guys end up finishing the series or no?
So, funny story. Like, the last volume's coming out, I think, like...
Yes!
Next month. I ended up dropping it because I just got bored with it.
Okay. Yeah. I can, like, see that. I liked it.
Like, I liked the concept. Mm-hmm. But I only liked it when those specific... Is it Mashu and... I don't remember what the other person's character's name is. The woman.
Yeah, the older lady. Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it when they were together. Mm-hmm. And, like, it was about them. But when it started to have them kind of separate, I didn't really... care for it. And it honestly kind of dragged a little bit in the middle.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
But I do, I don't know how far you got into it or not, if you've read it or not. But slight spoiler. Do you want a slight spoiler?
I finished it. So
oh, you finished it? Okay. Yeah, so you know about the whole, like, they age him up and stuff, and then they end up actually having a somewhat of a relationship and whatnot, you know, and how they deal with that.
So that one, the way that I took it was more of like these two people having,
they were broken.
You're right. Like, they come from like kind of similar themes in their backgrounds. And I think that's when they start to kind of sort of build like a bond. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to me, I feel like it blossoms pretty, like, beautifully, like, throughout the mm-hmm. series. And I think it was necessary to have, like, that distance. I think it really shows how big of a part each of them played into each other's lives, even with mm-hmm. distance. Like, he still, like, you know, thought of her and stuff. And I can see where there might have been, like, hints of romantic interest within mm-hmm. each other. But to be honest, I think they had love for each other, but it's more of like a genuine love. It's not so much of a romantic one, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Cause they end up, like, getting together at one point in the book, sort of.
Yeah. So they do meet up, and I think they like reconnect. But it takes a while because, again, like, they're, it, I think the series or the story acknowledges that it is, you know, very mm-hmm. unconventional for this, you know, grown woman to have some sort of relationship with a minor. And so, I mean, even our main character, she knows that as well. Yeah. And she's very well aware of that. And she like cares for him a lot to want to still be in his life, but in the most appropriate way.
Yeah.
And so, I think towards the end of the series, to me, oh my gosh, I really enjoyed it because I think there's this one part. I think you don't get to it since I don't know if you got to it actually.
I ended up stopping at volume 7.
Volume 7. Oh my gosh, it's been a bit since I read it, but did you get to the part where they're both in the train?
Yes.
Okay, that to me was one of the best parts because...
It was a good part, it was a good part, yeah.
Yeah, it was very good because I think it just kind of shows what more there is to the story. Like, essentially what the story is trying to say. I think, like, and keep going, sorry.
Yeah, go, sorry. No, I mean, like it was, like, I enjoyed it, like, but mm-hmm. I felt like you could trim the fat off of some of the story and some of the aspects of the story.
Right.
And kind of more streamline it. And it would still have, like, that same like impact, like, because there was some parts where I'm like, okay, come on, let's move this along. Mm-hmm. Look, I don't need to know about these bunny rabbits.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, I we'll think see. I think it was
I've
slow.
Never read this. Mm-hmm. I've never read this, it. So, like, yes, I have no idea. I mean, it kind of sounds like Garden of Words.
Kind of.
I tried watching the anime, but I never finished it. But I think it's the same kind of... there's an age gap, basically.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Yeah.
But he's like... In My Boy, he's like 7 or 8. And then
He's 12, I think.
He's 12. Yeah, he's 12. And then, like, they have, like, this, like... She has, like, this maternal feelings towards him and stuff. And then...
Yeah.
Like, it moves on after they, like, rekindle and, like, meet up again, like, later on. Because...
Yeah.
It's, like, some stuff happens. And, well, not bad things, but, like, some stuff happens.
Yeah, I mean,
you know the one that I like, though.
Gigant?
Oh, you're good.
Gigant?
The age gap one?
Gigant?
No. No, you know, my favorite one with an age gap in it is Sweetness and Lightning.
Oh, yeah, that one's cute. Oh,
I've heard. I haven't read it, but I have heard of it.
That one's so cute. Good.
It's so good, and they leave out the ending to interpretation of if they stayed friends or, like, if you want to, like, imagine it of them being romantic together, it is. But it's a really cute story.
See, but I think that's a very similar ending to My Boy because they never mm-hmm. get together. It's still, like, to me, it's still platonic. But I think, yeah, it leaves it open-ended where it's like, if you genuinely wanted these characters to, like, get together, then I feel like it leaves a bit of room for you to think that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, literally, like, yesterday, I sold off my Boy collection.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's what well, you mentioned that.
Yeah.
You know, it's not for everyone. But I strongly liked the book at the beginning. I was like, yeah, this is fucking mm-hmm. good.
The art was very, very pretty, too. Yeah.
All the covers are, like, amazing. Like, the artwork inside of it. Like, I look forward to seeing what more comes out of the creator if we get more of that stuff. It was good. I like it. Yeah.
I like getting back into the hobby. I didn't realize because I was reading a lot of shoujo like back in when I was like in high school. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize like just how many problems a lot of the stuff that I was reading had. And one of the biggest ones was age gaps. Like I never thought of it. And if I remember correctly, I feel like I didn't see it as like so much as a bad thing. Call me ignorant. But that was just me when I was younger. But now that like I kind of like look back at some series, I'm like, oh my God. Like
there's a one that I'm reading right now, and you could say it's an age gap because it has a older woman and a younger guy. Mm-hmm. And in that, it gets addressed and it's in like a real-ish world like way, like their relationship had consequences. Now that's not the main focus of it. The main focus of it is she becomes giant and fights monsters.
Oh, you're talking about Gigant, right? Or is that
Gigant?
Called?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I have been seeing that one around.
That one is crazy, but that one is not for everybody. So let's say that.
Yeah, I have it as like one that I'm interested in, but not a priority to pick up.
If you want a crazy read, check it out.
Okay. Yeah.
It's
for some
crazy.
Reason, yeah, I think of when I think of crazy reads, that one does pop in my head, but also I think the other one's called Raw. Have you heard of that?
Are you talking about Raw Hero?
Is it called Raw Hero? I think so.
Are you talking about the one where the guy has to cross dress to get into a supervillain organization?
I haven't read it, but it sounds like it.
Raw? I think Raw is the one where the person's in the wheelchair.
No.
Oh, are you talking about Rio?
Maybe.
I don't remember.
Just, I'm like looking it up right now.
I don't remember.
But I heard that it was like pretty crazy. Oh, you know what? It is called Raw Hero. It's like a girl wearing like a blue suit, right?
Yeah, that's actually a dude.
Oh, okay, my bad.
That's a guy.
Oh,
he ends up crushing. We actually did an episode about Raw Hero.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check that out. I haven't.
I don't remember what episode it is. Yeah.
I'll have to scroll through all of those episodes. but okay, yeah, there's a lot of interesting ones.
So talking about the podcasting, what was your initial reaction to joining a podcast? I know it was very, very early in the podcast like existence, but what was it like for you coming on and being a part of being the second person in the podcast chair?
Yeah, not gonna lie, it was kind of nerve-wracking for me just because I already have a little bit of like social anxiety, and it's interesting because even though like no one is in my room when I'm recording, I guess just knowing that there's going to be people listening, even if it's like one person, I think that like for whatever reason it would just kind of make me nervous. And I think one of the biggest things that I was kind of like just kept sticking in my head was just like making sure, or like the fear of saying something that like maybe came out wrong. And so yeah, like I did deal with a little bit of anxiety, and when I listen back to my episodes, and I don't really like to listen back to them, probably sounds bad, but because I think we're all kind of like really self-critical, at least I am.
Most definitely I am.
The mini-sodes?
Yeah,
the mini-sodes.
Yeah, if you notice, oh my gosh, like I'll record like let's say a good 30-40 minutes, and I don't know if you noticed they're like 10 or 20 minutes, and that's because I just cut off so much because I'm like, oh no, like this didn't make sense, or this, and so that's like a challenge that I went through definitely like when I first joined in, and something that I didn't really like think too much about, but but yeah, I want to say like it's just gotten better. I think I've talked about this with Jessamine, where it's more of just like, again, it's not something that I expected to do. So I think just like doing it, just kind of like getting more comfortable, and then just, again, just like trying to be very genuine with like my thoughts and stuff based on like on the topics. I think that's gotten a lot better.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Michael busted me out about it, because I'll have one weekend where I really get into recording like my little episodes, and it'll be like, why did you record 7 episodes this weekend?
And I'm like, no, you just want to, it's because you want to put them out like 5 a week.
Oh my gosh.
I get excited. I get excited. Okay.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, that's something that me and Desmond talked about, where it's like we want to have a lot of pre-recorded stuff. But at least my struggle has been like just I guess just feeling confident in the material that I'm like putting out there. So I applaud you for having 7 episodes ready all at once.
Well, so we actually over counted 30 them
right now.
Yeah, we actually counted them. I think there's 50 something.
Oh my gosh, you're set for like 2 years.
It's like all the way up to like next May.
Oh wow.
And Mike's like, hey buddy.
Mike's like, can I squeeze in some episodes?
I tell him to do that, and he's like, I can't do it without you.
I don't have the time to do them anymore. I don't have the time, and like, I don't know, it just I also have that anxiety and wondering if I'm being entertaining, you know, and people like listening to what I have to say. And for me personally, I find it very hard to record by myself and I not have somebody to bounce off of and you know, joke with and well, talk to.
Well, for me, I feel like it's better, and this might help you out. I find it better whenever you're doing it. If it's something that pops in your head, just go with it, you know? So if it reminds me of another like form of media or another book or whatever, bring it up and give like a little 5-second spiel on that, and then go back into it and get back with what you were talking about. So,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for your 5 cents.
I try.
No, yeah.
So how do y'all go about coming up with like episode ideas for y'all's podcasts?
So we kind of also go based off of like maybe like other podcasts or other episodes. Mm-hmm. So like we see like the top 5 anime of, you know, 2021 or whatever, like going mm-hmm. around. So we're like, oh, like we should do that for an episode. And I think I'm trying to remember, but for like the minisodes, that's more of like we come up with our own ideas. So like for me, mm-hmm. my idea for analysis with Liz is like, oh, I'm gonna read like some series, or yeah, I'm gonna read some series and then like kind of like talk about them. So yeah, but I think for me personally, I like the idea of bringing in topics and mixing it in with manga. So like, mm-hmm. which we call like Hot Topics. I don't think we've done another one since that age gap one. But that's like the direction that I would want to move forward with, mm-hmm. for like future episodes. But
yeah,
But yeah, did that answer the question? Kind of.
Sure. Yeah, kind of. Yeah. A little bit, I guess.
It works.
Yeah. No, I mean it's cool. Yeah. I mean, a lot of time we get ours from like, we'll just talk to each other, and then a topic will come up, and then we'll be like, let's talk about this. We found it on Instagram.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, I think that's kind of along the same lines, where it's like we will see it. We'll kind of see like maybe what is how do you, I guess like what's trending on the manga gram. But the thing is that the last time that we did an episode together, it was with a guest. Mm-hmm. So
you're talking about Gabe the Babe?
Yes, Gabe the Babe.
We had Gabe the Babe on our podcasts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
He
did
reached.
You what? I was in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was like just one on one.
No, we had him on. Yeah, he was fun to talk to. He messaged us. He was like, "Hey, can I come on the podcast?" We're like, "Sure, yeah, come on the podcast, yeah."
Oh, I think that's something similar to what happened with us as well. But I think he contacted Jessamine because her profile is... I think at the time... Gosh, I'm trying to recall. But I think
Epic Manga Book Club?
Yeah, they were both very similar. Yeah, so I think that's why they reached out to them.
It was very interesting to talk to. I've never... I sometimes I don't understand the TikTok, but I like to watch TikTok sometimes.
Oh, I don't have a TikTok.
I don't know how to use TikTok. Sometimes I feel old, but I like to watch funny videos on TikTok.
I believe we talked about this with Gabe too, but I'm trying to... I go back and forth. It's like, oh, should I make a TikTok or not? I have a younger sibling, and they're, like, absorbed mm-hmm. into it. And I'm the type of person where, like, I actually do need to take, like, social media breaks. So, to me, at the moment, Instagram is just fine for me. So adding in something like TikTok,
I find Instagram to be a nice place.
It's a nice balance. Yeah.
It's a nice balance of, you know, I don't have to really deal with people. I can just put up a picture.
Yeah.
So let it go.
Flowers.
Yeah.
Mike at the museum.
Yeah. Wait, is your guys's, grams, like, is it your personal or is it like a
we have our own personal, like we have like Jin Graves has his and I have mine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I just followed yours because I realized that I wasn't following you.
Oh, so yeah. I'm...
mine's Jin's Infinite Library.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to make sure I'm following you guys. I'm like, I notice like I'll like and comment on accounts that I like or I'm familiar with. But for whatever reason, I'll like later on find out like, oh my gosh, I'm not following them. So I have to like kind of pay attention to that. But okay, yeah, I have a separate account from like my personal one and then my manga one. I can be my true self on my manga account.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Instagram. Instagram's not bad.
It's cool. I like the feature that they added with like the reels. I feel like at least I've been seeing a lot more. Like people have been getting a lot more creative with like their posts and stuff. So again, it's basically like TikTok, and then you find TikTok videos on Instagram too. So it's I don't feel like I'm missing out too much.
That's true. I'll feel that way, and then I'll be like, I'll go on to TikTok like once a week, and then I'll be like, Mike sent me 25 things to watch. What the heck?
Yeah, like we have a TikTok for the podcast, but we don't use it. Like we used it for a while to promote the podcast.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, I just don't want to do this.
Oh, right. If I remember correctly, I think I heard in one of your guys' episodes, did you try to make like certain type of TikToks to catch like people's attention?
I don't remember.
Oh. If I remember correctly, I think you were like, I heard the word like fan servicey or etchy or something. So I was like, yeah. So I was just kind of like,
we were kind of goofing around. We were doing like the ones you would see like the women do. Like women on TikTok do, like, I guess they're called thirst traps or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
We were doing those just to be funny.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
But other than that, like, I don't know. I mean, we do like etchy stuff.
And then, and then the worst part is like a lot of it is like, Michael do it to like make me laugh. I'm like, hey, you should do this TikTok. And he's like, I don't want to. And then he'll watch it and be like, oh, I'll do this. I'll do this just because I know you'll be the one watching. And I'll like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah, I think I want to say that we do have a TikTok for the podcast. I think y'all do.
I'm not for sure.
Yeah. But if anything, Jessamine is the one kind of like handling it. I don't know if there's been any posts on there. But yeah.
Right.
Well, but
Mike's that guy. I had to be like, Mike, do we have a such and such? He's like, yeah, we've had one for 3 months. And I'm like, I didn't know this.
We have OnlyFans, but I don't know how we're going to use it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do you have to pay to like make an account or it's free?
No, it's free. It's free. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how to upload our episodes onto OnlyFans.
We're going to eat anime cake.
That's funny. That kind of reminds me. I feel like that OnlyFans, is that kind of like a Patreon?
It's right? Like
similar?
It's like a Patreon mixed with like a
porn
X-rated site.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we won't do none of the X-rated stuff on there. We just wanted to put our episodes up on there. So people,
I don't know what's really considered X-rated nowadays. People are like, put that boot on, okay?
Step on that manga.
Yeah,
like stupid, weird stuff like that.
But I saw on your Instagram that you went, did you go to Mexico recently?
I did. I went to Mexico City.
How was that?
Oh my gosh. It was amazing. I'm Mexican American. And so usually when we go on trips, a lot of my trips have been with family and I've wanted to like explore other places. But my mom's always like, oh no, we need to like explore the nitty gritty of the motherland before we go like check out other places. So usually every year, besides the last 2 years, we do like plan a trip to Mexico. So yeah, we've been to a couple places like Chiapas, Cancun, Guadalajara. But yeah, this time we decided to go to Mexico City, and that's one that we had kind of put on the fence for a while, just because we really do our research before we go to a certain place. And Mexico City has had quite a reputation, like concerning safety and stuff. Yeah, so that's why we were kind of like on the fence, but we ended up hiring like a tour agency, and they they told us like what places to avoid and stuff, what to check out. So yeah, I want to say like that really added to the experience. Yeah, everything went well. It's crazy how much people there is. I've never been to New York, but for some reason it gives me New York vibes. Many people, like I can't imagine people that own a car over there. Like, I don't know how they can get through.
I saw your videos, and I loved looking at like the architecture of all the buildings that you like took a video of and stuff. And
yeah,
I think it was like a big like mural or something carved into like a wall, I think it was.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to remember which that could have been, but yeah, there. So I did check out a lot of like the ruins. And like they don't call them like temples. They call them I think some of them are like Aztec ruins, but then there's, I can't remember the name of this other group that was there before them. But yeah, I think that might have been one of them that you were talking about. There's this other one where it is like a mural, but it's all made out of, I think, seeds or corn. Yeah, I think I'll have to look at the video again, but I think it's like one of the first few clips. But yeah, it's very beautiful. It's got you know, like a mix of like European styles as well. So I highly recommend, just definitely do your research before you go, but I highly recommend.
I've seen Mexico from the other side of the river. I live in Texas.
Oh, that's right. Okay, you live in Texas, but you've never like
I've never gotten to go, and I've always wanted to go, but no, I haven't had. I've seen it across the river.
Just it's so close yet so far.
I'm jealous. I want to go.
But how was the manga?
Next time you go, ask your mom if I can go.
How was like the like looking for manga over there? Because I saw you were like just kind of shopping for manga.
Yeah, and I still have a few videos that I need to upload with some of those. Some places didn't allow me to record. I still try to sneak in some clips, but yeah. So I was surprised by how many places sold manga there. Because I'm right by the border too, to Tijuana, and there are a few shops, but there's not as much. How do you say it? Like there's not as much selection, but yeah, so when I went to Mexico City, I think just in this, because we stayed in the center, or central, is that what it's called? Yeah, so we stayed there, and I want to say there was like, oh my gosh, there was like 10 shops around my area, and some of them had a little bit of manga or a lot of manga. And so the thing is that, since we had a certain schedule, I didn't have enough time to check out all the places. So a lot of the places that I did check out were like the last 2 days that I was there, and it was only for like a couple of hours. But I want to say like, if you are looking for Spanish manga and you are in like that area, have you guys heard of Panini Comics?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. So I believe it's like an Italian like distributor, but they also have a lot of like, they sell a lot of Spanish manga. So there's Panini comic shops like in Mexico City. And I was actually able to go to one, and it was really nice. They had They have like really good selections and stuff, but of mm-hmm. course, like with a lot of popular series, they might not. Mm-hmm. But there's like a lot of out of print English manga, like Stroke yeah. Edge. I'm trying to think of other ones. Like Banana Fish, I know is really out of print or out of stock. They had everything basically, but in Spanish. Mm-hmm. So that was really cool.
There's an manga tuber, but his name's a Lion, but he goes by Hobbies of a Man on YouTube. Yeah. And he goes over to Mexico, and that's where he gets his manga from. Or he started to do that.
That's crazy. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Yeah. The beauty of it is that it costs so much less than than like English prints and stuff.
Yeah, he was getting things that like either haven't come out over here yet or don't come out over here, which was really cool.
Yeah, that is a lot of the case. I think I picked up a series for my friend. It was like the first volume. It's called Jagan. I don't know if you guys heard of it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I've heard of that one.
Okay. I would give a synopsis, but I actually don't know too much of what it's about.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, but there's no English prints for it.
Yeah, because a lot of people were getting it over in like Spain too first.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that kind of blowing up, people being like, oh my gosh. Well, it's not in English. Oh. So.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, there's.
Which. Yeah. Are there a lot of people in Mexico that are like tall? It's just an outside question. I wanted to know.
I'm trying to like, just like, I don't know. I'm not sure. Yes? No? Like, are you talking about like just specifically like Mexican people or just in general, like the people that I saw, if they were tall or not?
I guess Mexican people.
I
don't know, because I worked at a Mexican restaurant bar for a little while, and everybody that we had that I knew were really short.
And
so actually, like what you and I talked about before we got on air, everything, like with meeting Mike in person, like for me, when I see people, I imagine we're all like the same height, and then I have to realize like,
we're not. Yeah.
So like when I first saw Mike, I was like, oh my God, you're short.
I'm 5'8". That's tall.
Oh, I'm 5'8". Well, I'm 5'7½". So we're close.
It's tall. That is tall. That is tall. Okay.
That makes you sound short. Okay.
I can't help it. My dad's really tall and my mom is short. Okay. But, so I got stuck in the middle.
But I asked Mike that all the time. I'm like, so how was it hugging me? He's like, I could almost put my head on your chest.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of the same for me too. My mom is pretty short and my dad's really tall. And all of us, I have three other siblings, we all came out pretty tall. Well, at least taller than my mom. I would say that it just kind of depended. I think I saw all kinds of sizes over there. And our tour guide, he was from Mexico City, and he was very tall. I guess it's...
Well, just after meeting Mike, that's been one of my things. Like, I have to ask people, hey, about how tall are you?
Yeah. Wait, how tall are you?
I'm like 6'3".
Oh, that's tall.
Yeah.
It's not that tall.
So...
I'm trying to think of how tall my brother is.
Says you.
Yeah.
Not that tall. Just saying.
We're gonna have to have some art made where it's like me like hugging Mike and his head's on my chest. Oh. Shoujo in the making.
That reminds me of Meet the Weeb Family. How they for their videos they I believe it's the mom that does all the artwork.
Yes.
Kind of. You should ask them if they can make one of these.
We love Meet the Weeb Family. Weeb Dad was our very first guest on our podcast.
I did listen to that episode.
Yes. Yeah. It was our very first episode with our guests.
It was a good one. Yeah.
They are such nice people, and they are so knowledgeable about like just manga and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do like to watch their YouTube videos.
Yes.
And I agree. I think you mentioned this in the episode too, but I love the banter. I love the conversations that go on. I don't even know what they're talking about, and it's like I'm just gonna put it in the background because
it's just fun to listen to.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because you know they'll agree or they'll disagree, and they'll have opposite opinions, and
yeah,
it's just fun to listen to.
Yeah, I love Weeb Daughter sass.
Oh, total sass on like 100% right there.
Yeah, it's a fun time. I haven't
watched enough to know that.
Oh yeah, she totally gets on to Weeb Dad.
Yeah,
about his manga picks that are the. That are very pornographic.
Oh,
yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, it's funny because him and I have the same name, and he actually lived here before. So him and I really connected over that. He's like, yeah, you know where da 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 da? I'm like, yeah, I know where that is.
So, oh, okay. Yeah. Have you guys ever...
I mean, even though I go by Jen, like, you know, that's just my stage name.
Yeah. I'm actually trying to recall right now what their name is. Did they ever... I think they just go by Weeb Mom or Dad.
I think it's just Dad, Mom, and Daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are definitely very fun. I was also thinking, I was like, I wonder if they would ever consider like having their own podcast. I heard that he had a podcast, right?
Yes.
Prior.
He had a podcast for several years. It's called crazy. Punisher Body Count is the name of it. If you like The Punisher.
Yeah.
That's his podcast. And he did it for like, I think like over a decade, maybe. I'm not for sure.
Wow.
Like he like 5, 6, 7 years, I think. I can't remember. I'm slowly making my way through the episodes, listening to them. They're really entertaining.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll have to check them out. I don't know anything about The Punisher.
You know, I know the bare minimum, but I learned a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because you'll see throughout it, you'll see him. He'll start to talk about manga and stuff and like what he's reading and stuff. And
Yeah.
Those are
the moments that you live for?
I mean, I enjoy all of it. I think it's all that's fun. Like when you start out, like his daughter is like a baby.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, this makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah, is like his daughter's like a toddler, I think.
Aww.
Yeah, and now she's in college, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fun listen. I like it.
Oh, okay.
There's our mandatory Weeb family plug right there.
Yeah.
Now you're making me think of when you and I started, because I always think about whenever we started about how long we've been friends and whatnot, and I'm like, oh, Mike's 30, you know, and then you're like, I'm 35. And I'm like,
true.
Really? We've been friends like that long?
So what's next for the Epic Manga Book Club for this year coming up? Like, what do y'all have planned?
Yeah, so I believe we have like guests that we want to have. As for like specific topics, that's still like pending.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think if anything, we want to like work on just like putting more content out there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, kind of just kind of seeing where it goes. I'm not sure if Jessamyn would have a different response. But I mean, like when I came on to this, to the podcast, like, mm-hmm. For me, it was, like, it's like a hobby, right? Mm-hmm. So for me, it's always been kind of like, I'll kind of go with the flow with things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily have like a specific vision for it.
Mm-hmm.
I It's more of just having fun with it. Yeah. So, and then it's, to me, one of the funnest things is being able to, you know, having the podcast as an opportunity to collab or meet other people just like this.
Yeah.
I mean, how else would, you know, how else would a lot of people build, you know, like friendships and connections and stuff.
So,
I, if anything, for me, I hope to continue building a lot more like connections and stuff through here.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. Was that inspirational?
A little bit. Yeah. I'm a little inspired. I think I need to create a, I need another, make another podcast.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Wait, when did you guys create your podcast or how long has it been?
Going? I saw we've quite a been bit of doing, we've been doing it for over a year and a half now, I think.
Oh, okay.
Ish.
You guys started like Marchish, January? No, February.
February.
We started at the end of February, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Last year.
So there's like a, there's a mini-sode that's coming up, like anything that's related space-wise. I always call it Shiplog 0227 because, and this is, I'm just putting it out here, you know. But if anybody watches it and goes, well, where'd you get the number from? That's actually a day that we actually started and our first posting went out.
Oh, yeah. That's really cool.
So, yeah. So, you know, I put it on there and I was like, I wonder if anybody will actually ask this question. You know, why do you call it that? You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, so, now I know, so I don't need to ask you guys.
You don't forget.
Yeah, that's true. But that's really cool. I don't know if I can ask the same question, like what you guys have planned or visions you guys have.
To take over the world.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, we're going to take over the world. We honestly, we really just want to build like relationships with other content creators out there and talk to them, pick their brains with ideas and topics.
You know, the other thing is we can't really ask the question of what do we have for next year because we've already started going into next year.
True.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, we record a lot.
Yeah, pre-record.
We have one coming up about podcast problems.
Ooh, like that's just overall, including like technical and
technical people stealing your name stuff like that, you know.
Yeah,
we have that something like that coming up. Slight sneak peek, that happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it did.
So somebody stole our name.
How did you guys find out?
It was through a search on Spotify.
Oh.
We had to contact them. Be like, hey, can you change your name? We started before you.
Oh, right. How did they respond?
It was a whole. You had to listen to the podcast.
Oh, okay. Now
I'm not gonna give it away. I'm not gonna give it away.
I feel like you have like 20 episodes to watch now because you've been like. Yeah. Oh yeah, I need to listen to that one.
There's a lot. This reminds me of like my TBR list and like just everything that I need to read and watch and listen and catch up on. There's so much.
I mean, not so out there. A lot of our like earlier episodes aren't the best, especially quality wise, because we're still figuring things out. So if you want to go past like episode 7 and onward, is not bad. Except for. There was one episode where we had this guy from Korea come on.
Oh my God.
And we had this guy from Korea because he wrote a traveler guidebook. And I was sick. And I had to do it by myself. Because somebody didn't show up to the podcast that day. And I was sick. And I was like, so what did you think about this in your book? You know, it was really bad.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Hey, but you want to listen to episode 1 and 2 though. I mean,
oh yeah, 1 and 2 we interview each other.
I did listen to the first episode. I think, yeah, I like, I kind of lottery-ed it. So it was like a lot of random ones.
Yeah.
But okay, I'll keep that in mind. That's honestly how I feel about my episodes, at least like my minisodes and stuff. And I think there was one where I was like recovering from COVID. So like I felt really congested, but I still like try to like record something. I think it was like my first minisode. But yeah.
Yeah, okay. I just want to say thank you for coming on and having hopefully a fun time with us recording.
Oh, thank you for having me here. And honestly, yeah, I had a good time. I feel like, yeah, like I said, it's nice to kind of get a more personal, what would you call it? A more personal like interaction with other podcasters. So, so I had a good time. Yeah. I'm glad Mike was able to join in.
It's true.
Right. I was sitting there thinking like I should have hit the record button because we had good conversation before Mike got here. And then I was like,
oh yeah, it was that conversation was booming. No, was. It's okay. It's all good next time. Yeah. But yeah,
thanks for coming on. Plug your podcast and we'll leave links down to your podcast and your social media in the descriptions down below.
All right. I will keep that in mind.
You got to plug your podcast.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. I was thinking that. I was thinking, like, it's going to be, like, in the... Oh my gosh! Sorry. Let me.
I mean, we're gonna put it in the description regardless.
That's what you meant.
Can link to it, but you know, tell everybody where they can find you at.
Yeah, of course. So you can go ahead and find me on. Oh my gosh! Give me 1 second.
Is it at Otaku Reads?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was gonna pull up the actual podcast one, but
Well, that's where you are. I know that.
Yeah, so Otaku Reads, so it's otaku.reads. So that's my mangagram, my personal one. And then for the Epic Manga Book Club, that's EMBC, the podcast. So you can go ahead and check it out there.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then, definitely.
And then there's Jasmine's, but you know.
And Jasmine, oh my God. Yeah. She's not here. She doesn't get a shout out. I'm just kidding. No. So Jessamine is, so it's Jess. That's JESSENIOKO. So you can go ahead and check her out there. And, yes. Yeah, that's it, right?
I didn't get to ask her my question that I had today off of what she posted.
We'll have to try to get her back on.
I'll forget. Well, you know, she posted about those pants. She posted about those pants, and I was like, "Oh man, I need some pants like that. Those look comfy."
Oh, I think I might have missed that. Was that on her story?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She just like posted pants.
Yeah. She's like, where can you find pants like these?
A random pair of pants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they look really comfy, so I want some. Oh. Then I'd find out they're women's, and I'd be like, damn it.
But if they fit
do they
nicely.
Come in men's? No. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. She just said that she needed them longer, and I was like, well, if she needs them longer... I need like a whole foot added to the bottom of them. So. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway.
Do you want to end us off? End us off on the podcast? Do you know what we say every time we end the podcast?
You know what? No. I don't know. Or I can't recall.
Jen, what do we say?
Well, to everybody out there that's listening, as always, see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
I didn't know if we were gonna try that or not.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.